Conscious Broadcasting Network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Divine Angel Messages on Best of the Best. This is Vicki Snyder, and I'm the guest host of Best of the Best every fourth Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm a certified Shea Parker Best American Psychic, medium, and an angel intuitive. And you can learn more about my services at www.vickisnyder.com. You can even book your reading there right online at my website. Tonight, my special guest is Anahata, and I'm going to introduce her, and then she will be live to talk about the Anahata codes. But after a series of personal losses, Anahata surrendered to the flow of the universe and straight into the arms of God and the path that he had set for her. Divine interventions led her to become a certified emotion code practitioner. Her love of the healing abilities of crystals then led her to ask for guidance, which she received as a divine download. God spoke to her and shared details of assisting frequencies, which we all have access to because we're all connected to each other. Anahata now teaches the wisdom and codes to facilitate holistic healing and ascension support. She teaches online Anahata mystery courses, facilitates 21-day transformative journeys, and shares many resources on her website, which is www.anahatacodes.com. And you spell that A-N-A-H-A-T-A-C-O-D-E-S. And also her other website is www.hollyhallowell.com. She selects a limited number of one-on-one clients where she uses the emotion code, Anahata codes, regeneration healing, and blueprint activation techniques, as well as vibration recipes to facilitate a person's own ability to heal themselves. So I'm going to welcome you, Anahata, to the show. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be speaking
Good.
With you.
Me too. I'm so happy that we finally got to connect. I know we tried a few months ago and it didn't work, and must be that tonight's the time. So
it is. And I'm staring out my window watching a hailstorm.
So. Oh, jeez. It's funny. We're on different coasts. You know, I'm on the East Coast and it's beautiful here. So we don't have that.
Yeah. I'm in Colorado. So.
Okay. So that was... Well, we're going to get into all of those kind of tools that you have in your tool belt later on, but I guess what I'd like to start is to let the listeners know about you. So I know your bio talks about personal losses, so I'd like you to maybe talk about that, explain that.
Yeah,
you
sure.
said a series of them. Maybe what you were doing before you had these losses.
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, we all go through experiences in life so that we can ultimately choose our highest path or not, and that it's not always roses. It is once you know that you can choose that, but on the road, it is very, you know, there's struggle. And so I have always been a nurturer. I was blessed to grow up in a beautiful, loving family, one of seven kids, and I grew up all around the world because my dad was in the Air Force. So I had the opportunity to experience different cultures, and I was born in Japan, and then we went several other places, and I ended up in England where I grew up. And so, you know, my dad had the foresight to, you know, really let us experience the culture versus being on base. And so I was very grounded in my perception of how small the world is and how everything is connected. And so I really had a picture perfect life growing up as a teen and, you know, of course, a child. And then, you know, come to find out people don't always have it that way. And I began listening to my dear friends in high school and after, you know, explaining such horrendous, terrible things that went on when they were children. And so my role as the nurturer began. And unfortunately, that did lead to a 10-year abusive marriage that I thought I could help the person. And come to find out, he was helping me as well into understanding how we can truly help each other and truly master our own, choosing our vibrations of love instead of fear. And so, unfortunately, that did end in divorce, and I had no clue about any of this. And so I was basically suppressing all of my emotions, my emotional baggage from 10 years.
Wow.
And and I was in corporate America doing great. I was, creative director of a wind power company here in Colorado, loving life, had been there for almost 8 years and had been watching people get laid off. And I thought, oh, you know, I'll never, you know, never say never. I thought I wouldn't be the one to go. There was only two of us left. And unfortunately I did. But again, that was a blessing. So, you know, my life path has had a lot of struggle as of recently, but I'm viewing those more and more as blessings and really just God putting me in the fire and fine tuning me for my to share my best version of myself with the world. And what happened was I had hit my low. I was absolutely financially broke. No prospects on the horizon. You know, I got laid off and I couldn't compete with the other candidates because they all had master's degrees. I could take a pay cut, but then I had a toddler daughter at the time. She's now, you know, almost six. But at the time I thought, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, go back to school. We can't afford that. It was just turmoil, right? I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I couldn't go back to school, couldn't get the job that I, you know, was qualified for, and I would take a pay cut and all this stuff. So it was trauma, trauma, trauma. And I think that kind of sparked my collapse of, you know, the safety net I had built up around everything's fine, everything's fine. And it really was not okay.
Right.
And so I literally had a nervous breakdown, I think. And I decided that instead of, I didn't want to struggle, I didn't want to swim, and I didn't want to sink because I don't give up. And so instead, I decided to float because I realized I was a Christian, you know, brought up a Christian, thankfully. And so I knew that relying on God would, he would take me quickly to my highest path. Effortlessly, and I truly, for the first time in my life, surrendered to the will of God. And I said, you know what? I'm so excited to see what you do with my life. And boy, that was it. You know, things started falling into place as quickly as I could possibly walk through the doors. And I came across, through divine guidance, a book by Dr. Bradley Nelson called The Emotion Code. And he teaches you self-healing, where you can go and systematically release the malignant emotional energies you've been storing through trauma or suppression. Both are just as likely to stay in your energy matrix. And so what I did was just started releasing them. And so in my lowest low, I felt my highest highs. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I need to share this with other people. Because I think it's probably one of the last layers that we look at is our emotional layer. You know, we figure if we've got it going mentally and we, you know, this, that, and the other, and financially and family-wise and relationship-wise, but oftentimes we just don't address the emotional side. And so once I was able to clear these emotions, I knew that this is what I wanted to pursue. And as God would have it, he opened a door to a local healing facility, and the gal said, oh my gosh, you know, I'm reading the emotion code. So, because I had mentioned, you know, have you heard of the emotion code? And she's like, oh my gosh, if you get certified, you can come here right away and practice. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know,
wow. So
that's exactly what I did, and started really helping people with their energy and learning more about my love for crystals. And then through a prayer, because that's what I always do, is that I ask for the next step, for the next step, for the next step. And for the last 2 years, God has been giving me these steps that I'm following as fast as I quickly can, as I can. But it's just been one amazing, profound insight and blessings over and over and over and over again. And I'm just running through the door with joy. And since then, you know, I guess I should explain the whole part about the Anahatikos, or I could totally up to you.
I can feel your enthusiasm. And yeah. We are going to go to break in a few minutes. So I don't want to, when we come back, we can get into that. Because then you'll have the full, you know, 15 minutes to talk about that. But I think before we finish up this first segment, I think one key word that is, I think, crucial to your journey is that word surrender. Mm-hmm. I also had a time where I surrendered, and it totally opened doors, just like you said. You know, when you're talking, I have the chills all over me because it's the same thing. And I use that word often to my students and telling them, you know, once you surrender, it opens doors, because I hear it over and over. So I'm just tickled that you use that same word, because it really is surrendering. And just like you said, I like that word float too. That's just perfect, you know?
Yeah. It's beautiful. God loves us.
Yeah,
He has our best interests in mind if we just get out of our own way.
Right, definitely. And the struggles that you went through are significant emotionally for you to do the work you're doing, which you didn't realize at the time. But now I'm sure looking back, you're probably like, oh, I see now why I had to go through all that.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. Yep. This is why I really encourage people to take a look at their trauma and things as blessings, so that you can learn from them and move on and up from them instead of making the same mistakes or attracting more of the same situations to yourself. So
definitely. And then, like you did, turn it around to use those experiences to help others. Because I'm sure you probably deal a lot with maybe domestic violence victims, I'm thinking, you know, because like attracts like in your experiences. So do you use those with that population a lot?
It's actually breast cancer. And I absolutely believe I would have had fourth stage breast cancer had I not gone through all of my journeys. So I help a lot of people with breast cancer as a direct result of some kind of abuse in nurturing. So,
okay. Well, we're going to go to break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
All right.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com, and I'm interviewing my special guest, Anna Hata. So what we were going to talk about on this part of the show was what exactly are Anna Hata codes?
Oh, gosh.
Now, we only have 15 minutes. I know, it sounds like it's very involved.
Yeah, so I will do my best to be comprehensive and articulate, knowing that this has taken 2 years to unfold. But as we said right before break, I had those personal losses, which turned into leading me to my destiny. And as I began to work with energy layers using the emotion code, my love for crystals became more and more apparent. And originally, you know, being a good Christian girl, I thought crystals, that's black magic, you know. But now, of course, I come to understand that it's only black magic when bad people put bad things in crystals. You know, they have the ability to hold energy, just like, you can record a tape. And so it's not their fault if they have, things that aren't of love. So, but then I was, you know, really just fascinated with the innate healing qualities. So these are the qualities that aren't even programmed in. They are programmed by God and Mother Nature and, you know, Gaia herself. In fact, I believe crystals are the DNA of Earth. And so I was using them in conjunction with crystals, healing, facilitating healing. I don't do the healing. People heal themselves or they don't. So people were activating healing responses using the emotion code and crystals. And what happened was I became very frustrated with the sheer amount of information about each and every crystal. And I thought, how am I ever going to, you know, let's say I was working with you, Vicki, and you had some issue with your knee. I mean, how on earth am I going to remember all of the crystals that are good for you, as well as all of the other things that you may need, right, to get a perfect fit?
It's a lot.
It is. And there are thousands of crystals. And so I began to pray, and I just knew there was something that I wasn't quite getting. And it was so funny. I remember this was March of 2014. Right about April. And I was praying like mad. I was like, what is the answer? I need to know. You can tell me, you know, I'm here to deliver this information. And so what happened was I could literally feel the information, the pure knowledge and awareness of what I was about to know on the outside of my 15-foot energy matrix. Like literally, it was like right there. And I was like, what do you want me to know? And so one night I literally said, as I was turning off the light, out loud, tell me what you want me to know. And I turned out the light, my head hit the pillow. And as my head hit the pillow, I received my divine download. And it was not voices. It was not a vision. It was, I had all of the information. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is this? And why do I know this? And I got up and I wrote it all down. And the gist of it is that because, and mind you, I knew nothing about quantum physics at the time and not much about energy healing. Mm-hmm. But when my head hit the pillow, I knew that because we are connected to everything, we are inseparably one. We really are on an energetic level down to the smallest piece of matter and empty space. We are all connected. And because of our connection to each other, we have access to things like crystals without having to have them there physically with you, because everything is just energy and information. And so I knew that we would be able to muscle test a perfect crystal, and we wouldn't have to have that crystal with us. We could then use, at the time, a frequency was all I knew. And I was like, what? And so then I was tasked with trying to understand, well, how do we get these frequencies? Is it from a machine? Is it this, that? And so, of course, over the next several months, I was guided perfectly. I mean, I have to write a book about it, because it was insane, all the stuff that was coming to me through various sources. And it was almost like the universe was just, I mean, it was funny. I would laugh out loud when I would get these things, you know, right to me at the right moment. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Okay. And so long story short, it started out with crystals, and now it is evolved into 18 categories. And we have, we have flower essences, trees, essential oils, crystals, of course, meridian support, chakra support, totem animal medicine, archetypal energies, planetary energies, emotional support, solfeggio frequencies, herbs, vitamins, homeopathy, colors, biological processes, hormonal help, even letters. I just added the energetic attributes of letters and how you can call upon them for assistance. Elements, and now I just added sacred shapes as well.
Wow.
So sacred geometry. And so, yeah, I mean, it's incredible. We don't need the physical. We're already connected. And so through intention, which is the catalyst, so yeah. Again, consciousness and intention is the catalyst. And through a very special point in your body, which I call, well, which God called in a profound vision I had, which I can explain a little bit later, perhaps.
Yeah.
The source point is the method of delivery through your heart chakra. And so then it circulates, the code circulates around your energy matrix in a toroidal energy flow. And basically your body has access to the innate energy and information available through already defined through all of these things. So let's say, you know, just like we could talk about a tree and all of its wonderful attributes. And that tree, you can actually call upon that tree. I don't mean one specific tree. I mean the entire tree as a like poplar tree or whatever your body says you need. And, you know, you should look that up later. Maybe the poplar is trying to come to you. But anyway, each thing, you may need assistance with the innate healing qualities already apparent and defined within that thing. And so through this very simple process, you can call upon that and add that energy and information to your matrix for the purpose of balancing, because we are all pre-programmed to find homeostasis. It's the path of least resistance. It is our natural state. We are made that way. And it's just this other disruptive guck from experiencing the vibration of this low dimension that's getting in our way. And so once we can clear that all out and get back to our whole, heal, and healthy self, using these Anahata codes, and that's why I call them assisting frequencies, we can really return to a higher state of being. And that's why I also say that these are for ascension support, because we are ascending. So there you go.
Wow. Okay, it's just wonderful. Now, when you say, but I guess I get hung up on the word code. So
okay.
When you say code, what do you mean by that?
Awesome. Yes. So as I said, when I first got the information, I had no idea how this was going to work at all. I just knew that I had to either prove it right or prove it wrong. I'm a very, very analytical person, scientific minded, and things really have to make sense to me. And so as I explored through divine guidance, the facets of sacred geometry and how energy works and protons and photons and how we are light beings and the way your body flows, and I could go on for hours. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to, but you know, working with your meridians and chakras and how it all flows, it became apparent that the best way to define something would be numerically. So words, you know, as I've had a hard time articulating what Anahata codes are, how are you going to articulate in words the lung meridian without having it be, you know, five pages? And so what happened was, through prayer, I was guided. At first, I thought, oh, it's going to be a frequency and there's going to be a machine. Well, no, because those machines are $20,000 and I didn't know how to program them. So what actually happened was I came across in divine timing through an answer to prayer, Mr. Lloyd Meir's work. He does balancing by numbers. It's different, but similar to Anahata codes. His are code articulations of processes you already have going on in your body. He doesn't have, you know, crystals and emotions and hormones and letters and none of those categories. Okay. But if you look up balancing by numbers, you know, he does use numbers to articulate the way your body is supposed to function in the perfect world. And he has volumes of numbers for various things that help you get back on track. But instantaneously, of course, when I saw his explanation and bought his, you know, numbers, I thought, oh my gosh, numbers are the key for sure. And this goes back to, you know, numbers are universal.
Yeah.
They can be used to articulate anything in the universe in very precise yet, you know, the codes could be 20 characters, digits long, and yet so much information is going on in there that you know, would never have the opportunity to articulate with words and things like that. And so codes are the best, most the fastest, most efficient way to articulate the innate healing qualities of these things that your body needs energetically. So once you add the code, the Anahata code, which I channel each and every one through a special process, which I'm not going to disclose.
Nope. Okay.
But, but yeah, you know, so let's say you need a certain flower essence. You then, oh, and by the way, all of this is through muscle testing, because that was the other part of it. The huge download part was that you could muscle test what you need. So if you told me 12 things that were going on with you, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and I could just connect to your higher self, which I already knew how to do with the emotion code, and simply muscle test to see what you need, your body will tell me. And it will be so precise, it'll knock your socks off. I mean, I was time and time again, people going, oh my gosh, you're psychic. I'm like, actually, it's just your higher self telling me exactly what you need.
Yeah.
And so it was just incredible. But that's how you do it. You find the codes through muscle testing and asking, and then you install them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't know, the name Anahata, can you tell us briefly how you got that? I mean, we have like two minutes before the break.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. So Anahata is Sanskrit, and I knew I wanted something that was had the meaning of vibration, and so I went to the Sanskrit dictionary, because Sanskrit's very sacred, and I did Control F vibration, and there were three words that had vibration in it, and of course Anahata was the first one, and what it means, and I got goosebumps, immediately knew that was it, and that actually took me on the tour that I needed to go through to understand the installation, which is through the heart chakra. And so Anahata is the heart chakra, and it is Sanskrit for unstruck. And so this is the inner resonation. And oh my gosh, it ties in so superbly with what I would later find out about the source point, which we're going to get to in a bit. But this is why I go by Anahata. This is why these are the Anahata codes, because the heart is the key. It is the gateway between the physical and non-physical. And there you go. Hopefully that's not. Yeah.
It's just so powerful.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we want to talk about, before we go to break, I want to say again that your website is www.anahatacodes.com, and it's spelled A-N-A-H-A-T-A-C-O-D-E-S. And you have the codes on there, right?
Yes. This is a completely free modality for everyone to use the codes and the guide. Yep.
Okay.
You can go on there and use it.
So check that out during the break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The name is Bond, James Bond.
No, the name is Joe, the Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Old Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on ohmtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Ohm Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohm Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Ohm Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Ohm Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com, and I'm interviewing my special guest, Anahata. And we've been talking this last segment all about the Anahata codes. And I guess we're going to dig right in there some deep, a little bit deeper. So what in this section, what did you want to talk about? I know you mentioned talking about something in more detail.
Yeah, sure. After I came across Dr. and I don't think he's a doctor, actually, Mr. Lloyd, everyone's okay. a doctor these days,
yeah.
Mr. Lloyd Mears, balancing through numbers and then through prayer and some other, things that just came, surprisingly across my path. Of course, these were all divinely guided because yeah. they were answers. I was just following the path and learning more. And of course, I realized that I wanted to name it Anahata Codes, and that they would be numeric translations of the innate healing qualities of things like flower essences, trees, you know, archetypal energy, planetary, et cetera, those 18 categories.
Yeah.
And so I also knew that muscle testing was the key. And so I've built this, modality in a spreadsheet format where you have a tab, I call it a matrix, and there are three columns, A, B, C, and there are six rows currently, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so what I would do is I would just connect to you, or you do this yourself, you connect to your higher self, and that that's very easy to do. It takes some explaining, but you know, everything is easy to do, and you just connect to your higher self, and then you ask and you muscle test which assisting frequency you need for whatever it is you need. And this is, there is no limit to the creativity you can get with your questioning. It can be in the physical realm, which assisting frequency would it be to dissipate pain, to balance, to, improve, to whatever you want to ask about any physical need or desire or concern. And then the same thing with mental, emotional, and spiritual. And there is no limit to these, the codes and the assistance that they have already articulated through the definition of what they do healing wise. And you would be so shocked and surprised when you tap into someone's higher self and you ask what they need and they go, oh my gosh, that is absolutely perfect. And you would have never known, you know, oh gosh, it looks like you need the assisting frequency of the cube, you know, until you ask. And so then once you get so in this example, the cube, that is a new tab that I just added, Sacred Shapes. And so the cube actually helps to ground you, and it really, it sits firmly, and it's good to help you maintain focus. It removes tension. It eases physical stresses and things like that. It reconnects your energies down to the earth and nature. And so you would have never really known that it does that, but your body may say, hey, you need, C6, row 11, and you go look, and it's cube. And it's like, okay, really cool. And then and it always usually makes sense. That's the part of it is the aha moment.
Right.
You know, there are four steps to the process: asking, accepting, aligning, and holding. And this is all explained in the free guide, www.anahatacodes.com. You can request your guide and all the codes. There are over 1,000 now.
Oh my gosh.
And so then you would just go to get the code and then you install it. And of course, all of this.
How do you do that?
Yeah, it's very easy. You put your left palm up and your right hand on your heart chakra.
Uh-huh.
And again, I was guided into this, of course, through a series of events that I don't have time to get into. But
right.
you just, in the guide, it tells you to say, once your left palm's up, your right hand is on your heart chakra, we ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code with gratitude. I or Vicky or whoever attains the assisting frequency of the hexahedron or the cube. And then what you do is you repeat the code 7 times in a row, and voila, it's there. It's in
wow.
your energy matrix. You just through consciousness and activating the photons of light in your heart, you are now circulating with the innate healing intelligence and all the wonderful aspects that the cube can bring to you to facilitate balance. So these are healing activations, and these are self-employed, and there is no limit to the help that you can give yourself, your loved ones, even clients. I do have people who are training to become certified. So,
very cool. Now, what is the feedback been from people that you've worked with that have received, you know, this healing?
Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, this is, I do profound 21-day journeys where every day we do a different code, and these are changing people's lives. I continually get feedback from the practitioners in training, as well as people just in the mastery class, about how these codes are changing people's lives. And, you know, it makes sense. Any type of healing is a self activated healing. Even if you go to the doctor and he gives you prescription drugs, it is still a forced chemical response that your brain is going to receive and administer and create these chemical responses in your body. So it still is a self-activating healing response. And so no different is it with these codes, where you consciously are aware that you're asking for the support of whatever it is, and then you're receiving that through the code. And it activates these healing responses that are undeniable on all levels. I do have several surveys, and I always ask, is it, you know, did you feel a shift mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally? And yes. So it's
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's just wonderful that this is something that you share, that, you know, anyone can do for themselves. You know, it's very empowering that way for people.
Yes. Yes. And I made a decision early on that these codes would be free, and they will always be free, because I don't think that – I think, you know, I'm just the conduit, and I'm making them available for people. And because of that, they are just as much yours as they are mine, as they are everyone's. And so I can't really say, if you pay me this much, you can have them. Yeah. So they are always going to be free for all to share and use. And I love that.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's very honorable. Because then how do you make your money? Do you teach classes, which I want to talk about later on, get into more detail. But is that how then you make your money, since you're basically giving away this for free?
Right. So 90% of the stuff on my website is free. And as soon as I become financially stable, everything will be free. Even, I mean, I do. I really want that to be the case. Maybe I'll win the lottery. Who knows? But I've also, you know, give scholarships. But yes, to answer your question, to make money and to be able to do this full time without having to go get employment elsewhere, I do teach master classes, which is a five course series. It's I do the 21-day transformations, which are guided. And so these are for people who want to know more beyond what's described and learn every angle. They want to perhaps become a practitioner, which I also charge a fee for. And then they can go out and do this for others and facilitate healing for others and get paid for it as well. So lots of options.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I guess I want to know, because it's bugging me, because you talk about praying. So when you pray and then you get your guidance, do you hear? I know you before you said that you didn't hear or visualize. You just fell back on your pillow. But now, since you got that download, how does it come to you? How does the information come to you? Because that's so important for people, because I think that people are tuning in and they don't necessarily know that they're getting guidance or information. So how do you know that you are, or you did, or?
Right. So I do have a special process where I set my sacred space and I connect to my higher self, as well as my angels, guides, and the people helping me to get this correct. And then I'm not going to disclose how I do that part, but there is a free setting sacred space guide that will just, you know, ground you and protect you and align you in preparation of this work. But it's very much a self journey. And, you know, the codes are channeled in a way where they can only be used for highest good. This was built into the intention of it. And so there are some things that are abused in the world, where this, if you try and use it for anything but highest good, it just simply doesn't work. Yeah. So, but what you just said brings up this, I did have a vision that was very, very profound. And I don't know if we have time to talk about it.
We have like 3 minutes before the break. Minutes?
Okay. I could be fast, or, okay, or we could wait. It's up to you.
Well, go ahead. Shoot.
All right. So the source point with the anahata, the chakra, the way we have source points, which is our entanglement to God, creator, and the universe and each other. And it's located physically in our Anahata, so in the source point. And I had a profound vision, which has propelled me into my next adventure, which is a podcast. And I'm going to be doing a podcast where I interview people. And Vicky, I'm sure you're going to be on my show.
I'm just laughing here because I think you, like, I have questions written down here for you. And you're like, you're saying them all before I get a chance to ask. It's so funny. So I think you're very, like, we're very in tune here with each other.
Yeah, awesome. So the gist of it is I found that while trying to understand this massive vision that I had, I actually was transported into the void and watched God create the earth in three clicks. And I say clicks because it was his hand touching empty space. And each time he did, another layer formed, the final one being the electromagnetic energy field of the earth. And he said to me, to heal the earth, go to the source point. And I woke up and I said, what's the source point? Because I was panicking. I'm like, that, you know, that was just more vivid than my normal life. And now I'm stuck in this body and it, nothing is as vivid. And I wanted to go back. Uh-huh. And so I was like, what's the source point? And I hear Divine Feminine's voice. This is the only time I've ever been clairaudient, whispering in my ear. And she said, look to the cross. And so this has propelled me on a whole new path over the last 8 to 9 months now. I should probably do the math and figure that out because time just keeps moving on. But anyway, I have realized that all healing, no matter what it is, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, is designed to get you back in touch with what is being called by God to me, the source point, which is physically located in the heart chakra. So I'm going to be interviewing all sorts of industry experts across all sorts of different modalities for this, that, and the other. And we are all going to be talking about how does this thing or this modality or this food or this music or whatever it is, this medicine, help you to align with the ascension column, up your chakras and through your source point. And there you go. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think you're going to be very successful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I think you're very interesting to listen to. So I think you're really gonna do well. And it's funny because I had here, what's next for you?
Oh, sorry to jump the gun.
That's okay. You've been doing it all night. That's fine. I still have some things in my bag here for the next segment that you haven't touched on yet. So we're gonna be going to break, and when we return, I'm not going to tell you. We'll just gonna see when we get there, if you already know. See you in a few minutes.
Awesome.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Tonight, my special guest is Anahata. You can reach her at www.anahatacodes.com, and you spell that A-N-A-H-A-T-A-C-O-D-E-S. We've been having a wonderful time talking about the Anahata Codes, and in this last segment, before we end, I wanted to ask you how you... In your bio, you talked about regeneration healing and blueprint activation. So why don't we touch on those a little bit? Because you use those along with the codes and mm-hmm. your emotion code training as well, right?
I do. And I'm taking, you know, less and less clients, actually. But hey, you know, there are practitioners being trained for people to do that. But when I do a session, I do incorporate emotion code, Anahata codes, and then regeneration healing actually is a technique which I initially learned the first few pieces of through the book called the Healing Handbook. Oh, shoot. His name is Ken Graydon. I always get the title of it wrong, and it's packed away, so I can't grab it.
Okay.
But it's a guide to healing, and the gentleman's name is Ken Graydon, and he is just a beautiful spirit. He believes much as the same as I do with this spirit of unity and the fact that this should be shared without copyrights, and you know, this is everyone's information. And so using his basic techniques for using consciousness and what he calls a process to facilitate healing through intention, I've kind of taken that a step further and developed a way to then go back in the past, change something for the now, which is our point of power in the now, and then it repercussions out to the future. And so it's just regeneration healing. I did have a profound vision experience with that as well, in which I went into my sacred space and I saw the shining orb in my heart chakra, and it came forward and I could take a piece out of it, and then suddenly I saw the person I was helping, and they were there, and I offered it to them, and of course it went right into their heart chakra, and what it did was it activated their perfect blueprint. Okay, so the perfect version of their energetic matrix, the way God intended it, without the flaws and the fear and the separation and the disruptions of this dense world. And so I could see this, and so I could also see their disrupted version of this blueprint. And so it was gray, you know, the one that was real. And so what happened was when I activated their blueprint of perfection, it snapped everything that was gray into place. So it's kind of like an energetic brace. It's like, nope, come over here. And it went bink and boom, there you go. And so I just use that technique as I'm called to through sessions with people. Right. And I just call it the blueprint activation healing. But again, this was all something that happened without words while I was in a journey. So, and now I just do it when I'm called to. But it has had some very profound effects on people. So I do a little bit of everything.
Which I think is important to note that most healers and people that work with energy do have a whole slew of things that we use. You know, yeah. I'm one of them as well. So you definitely have a lot of different things that you can use at different times depending on what you're guided to. So I think that's just awesome. So your classes, so if someone wants to take is it a certification class that you teach?
So it is a master class. It's 5 weeks long, and you get all of the handouts and recordings forever because people play them back over and over again because there's just so much information. But I teach you how to set your sacred space. I teach you the science behind vibrational medicine. I have a very firm grasp on how the heck this works in scientific terms so that people really understand it. Then I teach people how to muscle test. I teach people how to ask the proper questions. We do a live Anahata Code session. I give all the handouts and recordings so that you can essentially learn everything you need to know about really getting serious serious and using the Anahata codes on a day-to-day basis. Now then, after you take that mastery course, you can get certified, and there are additional benefits for that, such as being listed as a practitioner on my website and getting referrals that way. You'll have access to marketing support and all sorts of other things. And of course, the label CACP, which is Certified Anahata Codes Practitioner. But I do, Very cool. if that's too intense for people, I do what's called 21-day transformative journeys. And these are beautiful. And these are self-activated journeys. Every day you get a new code and a new lesson. And you would not believe the synergy between what people are going through and what they experience, and then the way the code facilitates support on a day-to-day-to-day basis. And it really gets you into the mindset of understanding how the Anahata codes, you can call upon them within 5 minutes a day, and it can transform your life. I really believe these are ascension tools, that we are going through this ascension right now into a new dimension, and that we are either choosing love or choosing fear. And these codes, what they do is they facilitate what I call the seven tools of restoration. And we don't have time to go into them, but they are reflect, release, replenish, rewire, reunite, resonate, and rejoice. And this journey, these 21-day journeys, there's two of them. One of them is for manifesting things you don't want. I'm sorry, manifesting things you want.
You do want.
but also, more importantly, which is why I messed up the Freudian slip, is de-manifesting the things you don't want. Because oftentimes people just focus on what I want, when in fact they're honing in on what they don't want. And so it's a de-manifestation more than it is a manifestation. And then the other one is the Really Sphere program, which is that we are really sphere, that we are already healed and whole and healthy. And then through this 21-day guided transformation, we release the layers of fear, which are contributing to lack and dis-ease and dysfunction and, you know, pain and suffering. So it's an amazing journey. And those are all things that I offer, in addition to all the free stuff on my website.
Yeah. Now, what about, since you had that Freudian slip, and I was, I think you were into my mind here again.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. I was thinking about the people out there that, you know, talking about it, you know, if they have a fear of this codes and the muscle testing and what's going to happen, and how do you, my feeling is that because of the intention, it's for the highest and best, nothing bad is going to happen to them. So, what is your take on that? I'm sure it's probably the same, right?
It is. And that's a really good point, because this is a very, very gentle modality. There is no force. There are some modalities where you are physically putting that energy, like, in a forceful way. I mean, like Reiki, not to be rude, but I am a Reiki practitioner, but you know, that is energy. It is there. This is information that your body has to activate precisely how it's needed. So there is no way to overdose or do too little. Your body, it's just information. And your body goes, oh yeah, I need that. I need that. And I need that. Thank you very much. Or not. It's kind of like a vitamin. If you don't need it, it just gets, you know, flushed out. And in fact, that's why replenishing is so important as well, because you do have to have some vital energy to activate the information. And if you don't have that, you may be going, well, what the heck? Nothing's happening. So there you go. But it is definitely for highest good, and it will not work otherwise. So, yeah.
And I forgot what I lost it. Come on, you tell me what I was going to say.
Just about them. It's not harmful in any way. It's very, very natural, and you can't really overdose. It's just information.
Your body's not going to pick something that it doesn't need, and then you get sick or anything like that and have a reaction, right?
Correct. Now, I do want to say there are some processing effects. This is not, as with any healing, the releasing portion of it can be very, and the rewiring portion of it can be very, you're going to have some symptoms. Yes. And people do experience that, but it is for highest good, and it is according to what your body can handle. And it's precisely administered at the right proportion. So,
okay. So, only we have like 3 minutes left. So how about books? Have you written a book?
Well, you'd be surprised. I've been working my little hiney off trying to get these codes out there. And so, you know, I haven't. It's all just here. And someday it will be a book. Right now, it's just, I'm just being guided to what I need to do next. And people can actually request codes that aren't there yet. And it's very much an organic evolution, the codes. So there will be a book someday.
Yeah, I'm hearing actually a kid's book too.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
I don't know if you've thought about
absolutely.
That.
Yes. One of my passions is children. Absolutely adore them. Adore my daughter. Of course, I invented a nail clipper, but that's another story. But I have been wanting to do a totem animal medicine book for kids.
Awesome. I think yes. That's, yeah. So do you practice shamanism?
I do. I know, right?
You've said a couple key words. So, no, I'm on a shamanic intensive journey this year. So,
awesome.
You're saying some words. I'm like, wait, I think she's in. And that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I journey. I'm a Christian. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And I'm an energy medicine geek. It's funny, you know, kind of a combo of all of it. So, and I'm into crystals. Go figure.
You're a little bit of everything, huh?
Yep.
That's good, though. It makes it versatile. So in the last 2 minutes, anything last thing you want to say or talk about?
Oh, my goodness. So I would just encourage everyone to try it. You can't do it wrong unless you say you're doing it wrong. And you can only use them for highest good. So go for it. Download the codes. Ask which code you need. And if you don't know how to muscle test, learn. If you don't want to learn through me, you can go online and find a way to learn how to muscle test. You know, there's a lot of ways out there.
Yeah.
And so then even beyond that, if you're like, well, I don't know how to muscle test and I don't want to learn, that's okay too. Because you can research and use your logical mind and go, oh my gosh, this is needed. Let's go buy that, you know, let's go install that code. There you go.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week. And don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com. In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.